Good to be here.
In your book, you argue that the clues to what happened in the last 4 years or so can actually be found many decades ago.
Well, definitely. The fact of the matter is that in the era of the Great Depression, the United States experienced this deep, deep downturn, and then eventually, after several years, we had an administration under FDR that decided we needed more proactive policies, fiscal and monetary policies, to pull the economy out of its doldrums at a point where almost a quarter of the labor force was unemployed at one point. And those measures resulted in years of recovery until 1937, at which point what occurred was a decision that we needed to retrench. And part of that retrenching was pulling monetary and fiscal policy, which then resulted in a downturn, once again, a recession in 1938. And that's something that we don't want to replay in the current episode. Right now, you can see the economy is teetering on the edge of dropping back into recession. It's certainly not robust growth. And so you hear all this talk about, oh, we need to get the budget in balance now. That's a big mistake. These attacks on the Fed, where the Fed is trying to stimulate the economy, that too, I think, is misguided. And hence, I think we are at risk of replaying 1937, 1938.
What solutions does your book propose?
Well, I think for sure we have to distinguish between short-term and long-term solutions. In the short term, you can't expect the economy to recover on its own. This has been the deepest recession since the Great Depression. By all accounts, the economy is way under operating way under potential. By the measures that the government economists use, the Congressional Budget Office, something on the order of 6%. That is, the economy is operating 6% under what it could. And then you can just, all you need to do is look at the rate of unemployment over 9%. And that tells you a lot of resources are being wasted in the economy. And, you know, I think it's foolhardy to just assume that over time everything will just heal. That could be a long, long time. So we need active fiscal and monetary policies to push us back towards recovery. Now, over the longer term, we do definitely have a deficit and debt problem. And so what you want to do is put in place now a set of guidelines and rules and policies so that over the longer term, the federal government's going to be shrinking its budget deficit towards zero.
The president, among other things, proposes raising taxes on the wealthy. Republican lawmakers, they want more deregulation. Who's closer to a better solution in your mind?
Well, I think that deregulation of certain aspects of the economy and maybe cutting taxes along certain margins might make sense for long-run growth, but you got to get to the long run. You got to survive the short run. And so for the short run, you got to get aggregate demand up. You got to get people and firms spending. And a lot of that is going to be driven by people having the income to buy things. And for that to happen, you got to either have them have unemployment insurance for those who are unemployed. You got to have spending that supports jobs, either through government spending or the state and local governments employing people. So I'm much more on the president's side when he says we need to get the economy going now, and make sure at the same time that we've got a plan in place for the future.
Menzie Chin, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for letting me have the opportunity to speak with you.